Hi, my name is Danny, and welcome to Virtual Besties. Every week, we'll hang out to chat about personal growth, mental health, entrepreneurship, women empowerment, relationships, spirituality, books, and you name it. We'll talk about all things oozing with love and soul. Together, we will dive deeper and discover tools to reinvent and improve yourself to help you live the life of your dreams. Let's start. In today's episode, you will hear my very first podcast interview for Casually Normies for their podcast. Casually Normies traces my story where I got my confidence and more on being lost, finding my purpose, and embracing my spirituality. At first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be interviewed because I wasn't used to giving my thoughts and the silent whispers of my soul a voice. Writing them down, publishing them as blog posts, social media posts, and being interviewed for other websites was okay with me, but actually speaking wasn't. I was confident to write, but not speak. I never felt truly confident, which was ironic because the topic was all about confidence and bouncing back from failure, and I didn't know that confidence in writing could be a different thing if I actually have my voice on it. To say that 2020 has been a tough year for me is an understatement. However, looking back, none of the other previous years where I have spent actually trying to understand myself, love myself, train myself to be positive, and pick up every wisdom from every poor life decisions I have made was trying to give me can match 2020. 2020 has forced and pushed me to drop every single thing that's weighing me down and cut my every wound open and insert my hand inside to actually fish for what still triggers me, hurts me. And instead of making myself believe that I have healed and I am okay, but still avoiding every topic where I feel I am being triggered. I didn't immediately see the lessons it was intending to teach me, which I have talked about on episodes 3 and 4. I took a break for a few months, weeping in the nearby river to ask where does this life and this blogging journey want to take me? I was burnt out, overwhelmed, overfed, overweight, yet malnourished, and also brokenhearted. I noticed that in that break, invitations to speak started coming in, and instead of saying no, I said yes to them all until I wondered if that wasn't a clue as to what I was supposed to be doing next. And in December, I launched my own podcast. I would like to thank Casually Normies for believing in me and what I have to say. Follow them on Instagram and check their podcast out for more inspiring and empowering stories.
Thank you so much for joining Casually Normies podcast. It's such a blessing to have you.
It's not a problem. The pleasure is mine.
Oh, thank you. So let's start with the first question, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about you and from where do you get your self-confidence?
So I am really thinking about this question because I cannot really give you a short answer, and I'm really asking myself if I really have it, you know, because it took me more than 4 years to reach this point where where I am more comfortable in my own skin now, in the craft that I am doing, and with my own spirituality. I am someone who suffered from lack of it, lack of self-confidence, because I am on a heavy side and I work so hard just to maintain, to lose weight and maintain and gain. It's like a yo-yo effect, and it really affected my self-esteem, especially because Asian like me, most of us, or most of them, because I don't include myself in that category anymore, because most of them were really skinny, and normally I would just, you know, stand out because I am not skinny and I don't have their straight silky black hair. And so, yeah, so I'm one of those who just, you know, even from afar, you will notice me because I look so different from them. And I used to beat myself because of the way I look. And it really took me a long time to be comfortable with myself. And that's also why it affected, well, almost everything. And I almost settled for anything, like, you know, relationship and job and people, like, you know, people pleasing, until 2 years ago when I started to fully embrace my gifts and share my experiences and my thoughts, especially when I launched my website. And so I didn't really stop until I found my life purpose, my passion, and the self that I was always looking for. And so in 2014, just to give you a short background of what I'm doing or what I did just to reach this point. Mm-hmm. And I am from the Philippines. And so there I took and I got my degree and then, yeah, normal job in the bank. And so in 2014, I left the secured banking job, even if I was, you know, happy with almost everything, with the people I was working with, the salary, the perks and the benefits that, you know, it used to give me. And so I was always looking for something that I couldn't really put a finger on. And so, and then 2 months later, I found myself in Malaysia working for banks too. And so it's just quite funny. And so there I met and partied with different people from different parts of the world. I started also eating the food that, you know, I wouldn't normally eat, and travel to places I never imagined visiting. And until that same feeling before I left my job in the Philippines hit me again. And so I found myself in Germany teaching English to the refugees and, you know, listening to their heart-wrenching stories. And the more that I wanted to have that kind of, you know, feeling and the realization of how blessed and lucky I truly am. And so because I was thinking, I was just worried about how I look and, you know, my confidence. And then they're battling other things like the war. And most of them, because my students were younger than me and they couldn't read nor write. And they said that they started holding a gun at 7 years old. And so imagine the realization. And that woke me up. That also made me not to want to return to the corporate world because I had that feeling that it's not where I belong. However, mm-hmm. even if, you know, money became a huge issue for me, I still continued, you know, that search for myself. And, you know, I found myself looking after old people, cleaning houses, babysitting, while trying to learn German language and finish my master's. And even after finishing it, I still didn't find what I was looking for. My family questioned me, my sanity, my work ethic. And, you know, I was asking myself if I was lazy. But I realized that I was not lazy. I was uninspired to continue living a life not knowing what I truly wanted. And so this is when it really started for me. I started reading personal development books, philosophy, spirituality, and autobiography of successful people. There, some of my questions were answered. And, you know, I took my journaling seriously by launching a blog where I openly write about all of my challenges, heartaches, failures, thoughts, hopes, and dreams, even if that also meant inviting more, you know, unsolicited opinions, scoffs, and criticisms that I was already getting from the people within my circle or outside. You know, everyone was just giving their opinions. And even if I was not reacting so much, it still affected my self-esteem. It still affected my self-confidence. And, you know, I couldn't answer simple questions like, why did I quit my job and why I wasn't working properly? However, my newfound confidence, it came from finding my life purpose, living according and in alignment with it, embracing my spirituality fully, accepting my uniqueness, the gifts, and using all the God-given gifts and continuously honing my talents by, you know, daily practice, learning, blessing my body with right nutrition, reading, very important for me too. Also taking care of my mind and soul by meditating mornings and evenings. I also use daily affirmations. I also practice compassion. I am also trying so hard not to compare myself and accept that everyone has their own suffering and that I must always stay in my lane to continuously evolve and become better and to trust that I exist for a reason and therefore I must make good use of this existence. This is where I got, or I'm getting my confidence from.
Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing story, to be honest. I'm really amazed by your journey, to be honest. I have another question. Like, how do you see whether or not a person is confident?
This is really hard to, you know, this is really hard to answer because to have, you know, it's actually very hard to tell if a person is truly confident by just, you know, appearance. Though through body language, their posture, eye contact, and, you know, choice of clothing could be a good indicator. However, most of the time, people are just, you know, doing their best on even trying so hard to look okay and confident because they're also under the impression that other people look so sure of themselves. And it's a tough world out there. Other people carry their, you know, baggages, their burdens, their insecurities, their imperfections, and even mental health issues really well that forces others to, you know, step up their confidence level too by at least looking the part. But deep inside, it's a real struggle. You know, social media also doesn't always help. TV, entertainment, ads, and marketing even. You know, perfection is like, it's, you know, we're working harder, making us, they're working harder to make us think that something is actually wrong with us. Because if we'll be, you know, truly confident and be okay with ourselves, their business will die. And in my case, it takes long and deep conversations that includes a lot of, you know, honesty and vulnerability, courage, and admitting that I also don't always get my, you know, together, which gives the people I speak with the permission to admit that they also don't feel sure and confident all the time. One thing I have noticed, though, and which I can say, if a person is confident, is when the person is fully aware that suffering and imperfections are facts of life or a collective thing, then confidence comes naturally or even easily. Also, age helps too. The others might look confident because they are ashamed to admit that they have weakness and that they are not so perfect. This is what I can, you know, just a little conclusion for me. Or
yeah, from previous experience,
yeah,
that's clear. So the lack of confidence is often related to fears due to rejection or failure. And we talked this in previous episodes. How do we bounce back from rejection or failure?
Fail again, try again, fail and fail and fail again. Well, if the first failure didn't win to get your, you know, perspective to shift, then you need more failures, because I am sure that once you have accumulated enough failures, one of those failures will surely make you reflect harder and ask yourself why it is not working and make changes on how you do things. I know, this is easy to say, but hard to apply in real life. But if you're brave enough to try once, I am sure the will, the self-belief, and the motivation is already there. Maybe you just need to surround yourself with the right people to inspire and motivate you. Best if these people are doing or have succeeded in what you want to do. Maybe you also need some time alone to, you know, retrace your steps and ask yourself what truly matters for you And what do you lose if you allow your fear of rejection and failure win? You need to be truly at peace with yourself and truly be, you know, honest. It's okay to, you know, talk, recover, and heal, but don't ever stop until you get what you truly want. Knowing and realizing that this is just one short life is enough. Ask yourself, what will you lose if you will not try again? Ask yourself, what will you regret more? Allowing your fears to win or insulting yourself and your God-given gifts just because someone did not see the good in what you do? Always go back to the fact that you only have one life and it is totally up to you to take responsibility for what you choose to do. Leave with the fact that, you know, you're giving your best or with a regret of not giving yourself the chance to live the life that you truly want to have. We have the chance to choose. And your choice and happiness only depends on you. And so these are the, you know, ways on how, these are the things that I tell myself, especially when I also have those days where I feel like I failed or I've been rejected. And so this is just like me giving myself a little note and reminder.
Yeah, you talked about something like, which is the hardest part, which is the consistency and the discipline.
Mm.
How can we practice confidence on a daily basis?
Schedule it. I'm going to say schedule it. Because, you know, for me, I schedule it and I put a deadline on it. Since I became into reinventing myself and, you know, personal development, I have been following and consistently tweaking my lists. I do lists. I love my list. I have to-do list, not to-do list, morning and evening and self-care routine. I also have daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly goals. And in my other website, if the readers will be, or if the listeners, sorry, if the listeners will be interested to have these planners, they can just subscribe to my other site and they will be able to, this will be delivered to their email, because me, I'm obsessed with the lists. And so that's why I have planners in there. Just let me know and then I'm going to give the where it can be found. And
yeah, that's super amazing.
Yeah, and so I have written everything that matters to me and set my priorities straight. That way I know what I should and should not do. And if I don't stick to my routine, it only means I don't want my goals so bad. And this is why I make sure that I show up and stick to my habits every day. It's hard, especially in the beginning, but after a few days, they say 21 days, that, you know, our brain, to train our brain to stick to this new routine, it's now called habit. And so it also helped that, you know, if we promise ourselves that we don't want to feel like shit anymore, sorry for the term, and that made it, you know, that's making it easier, especially during those days where we don't feel like, you know, not wanting to be separated from our beds. Confidence became, or it is going to become, like, you know, it's also like training a muscle by consistently exercising, so that, you know, routines, just for me, it became sacred. So a normal morning would be, for me, a normal morning would be saying my grace while, you know, making my bed, stretching, drinking water, you know, all of these things. Just so in between. And also, you know, I also prepare to journal my morning thoughts, read even just a few lines from self-help book, recite positive affirmations. These are very important. The little things that we do every day, it sums up. And once it became a habit, then it's so impossible to not be confident and just stick to this routine. And I know, yeah, I know that it's quite hard because life is happening every day. What I did, what worked for me, is to, you know, wake up half an hour I started with just 15 minutes earlier than I used to, that I used to wake up in the morning. And so I don't feel like I am on a on I'm on autopilot. And so this has changed. This has changed my life because the way I feel about everything, I stopped feeling the need to rush and I started moving with ease and my head also became clearer. And confidence just started flowing naturally. And so just, make time, schedule it, schedule time for rest or workout or walk, just simple as this, and feed the brain with positive and beautiful works. So yeah, I know it's hard to be confident if you don't feel so good. So you have to learn how to love yourself and you have to schedule it.
So by having confidence in yourself, that would bring much more challenges, and you have to confront something new. Can confidence make you lose actually something?
Yes, definitely. It will make you lose your self-limiting beliefs, your fears, your self-doubts, poor habits, negativity, regrets. Important. This is for me very important. Fake friends. It will make you
Yeah,
outgrow.
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's no big loss.
It's actually a loss that we can celebrate to have, if you have confidence. And losing also is, it will also make you lose or outgrow people that don't really belong in your life. And it would also make you leave your comfort zone. So these are the losses that we can celebrate when we finally achieve having confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Like one of the frequent questions and obstacles is, how do I build self-confidence if I'm too intimidated to even get started?
Ooh. Well, we can start by being completely honest. That's just, I'm going to give you an example. I'm speaking always like for me, for me, for me. But just so if you want to start building self-confidence, then I'll tell you to start by being completely honest with yourself and, ask yourself what you truly want and how you truly want to live your life. Again, I'm going to repeat my list or a list, creating a list or asking yourself deep questions about what you love about your life, what you don't want to feel, and honestly answering these questions will be a very, very good step if you're scared or intimidated
Yeah.
to take that, big to take big steps to become confident. And
Yeah, sure.
when you find out what you truly want and what makes you truly feel alive, spend each day doing these little things, no matter how little these things are. This because these little things accumulate, and one day you'll wake up that even if you didn't dramatically and deliberately change anything grand in your life, a big change has already taken place. Write your thoughts and goals and wishes down. It is really the first step.
Yeah, so change can really take time, and people are normally looking for magic recipes
Right.
and quick fixes. What's the fastest way to build confidence?
Am so sorry to burst the bubble here, but there is no quick fix. Sure. We can change something on the outside and look the part, but how we truly feel and act upon our goals and the actions that we take to be able to achieve the wishes of our hearts and soul is what really matters. And this takes a lot of time. Not even learning, but unlearning the things and the habits and the mindset or even social conditioning that are, embedded deeply in our subconscious from a very young age. This requires, daily practice. This is sacred because that's the true measure and not just knowledge or knowing the principles. If what we say or know aligns or matches our actions, that's truly the time we can say that it has been fixed.
Yeah, so for young people, like speaking on the youth and building confidence from a young age, young people are the most exposed to this kind of issues and might even struggle with negative environment, lack of aspiration. How they can grow confidence if they never had like a good role model in their life?
Do you know lotus, the flower?
Yeah.
This is, I know it's quite maybe strange, but and a bit far from the question, but lotus is my favorite flower. Do you know why?
Me too.
You really are. That's great. And this story is why I really wanted, or why this is my favorite flower. Because no matter, we both know, I am sure that because no matter how contaminated, stagnant, dirty, smelly, dark, or even disgusting the body of water or the river or the creek where it's planted in, it still blooms beautifully because it's in her nature. Same with us. But probably we're even better because we're given free will, two eyes, two ears, and a brain that has the ability to think, to judge, to decide, and especially act. Therefore, we have a choice. It's our call, no matter what kind of situation we are in, and whatever consequences following the faintest whispers of our hearts and soul would entail. We always have a choice, and it's ours to make. We might need some inspiration. We might need someone to look up to, but it still stays with us. The decision is ours. Even if, you know, if we are so sure of ourselves, nothing from the outside can ever affect us.
That's it for this episode from Casually Normies. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Casually Normies, and if you wish to be featured on future episodes of the podcast, just click on the link in the show notes to submit your application.
Thanks for tuning in. For more personal development tools and inspiring stories, or if you want to start your own personal growth blogging journey, or to stay up to date with latest episodes, visit thisvillagegirl.com or virtualbesties.com. Leave your email address to receive notifications and free planners. If you have a burning story to tell or a guest suggestion for the podcast, you can submit your article or proposals to Danny at thisvillagegirl.com. Details are in the show notes, or simply head over to thisvillagegirl.com or virtualbesties.com. See you next week!